mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
What's the greatest meal you ever had? The best food you ever ate? What did you eat? Where was it at? I'm sure that you can fondly remember many meals that you've enjoyed, from vacation meals to wedding feasts to banquets to anniversary dinners. You and I have had lots of meals that we can remember fondly, whether it's how much we ate or how good that food was. See, we can remember many feasts that we've enjoyed, but none of these feasts can really compare to those of royal banquets, those of kings and queens of the days of yore. But one king that stands out in particular is King Solomon. See, according to Scripture, King Solomon's food supply for one day was 180 bushels of flour, 360 bushels of coarse flour, 10 fattened cows, 20 cows from the pasture, and 100 sheep, in addition to deer, gazelles, fallow deer, and fattened birds. It's way more than you're going to find on any dollar menu, for sure. But see, when King Solomon ate, he didn't cook his own food. He didn't prepare it. He didn't serve it. He had servants who did it for him. But notice how David talks about the shepherd serving the sheep. He says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." See, in the book of Isaiah, we read these words. It says, "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined." See, notice who the host is and who the servant is. It's Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, very God of very God. This good shepherd will prepare himself a feast for all the peoples. This meal that is offered to all who believe in the Savior, God himself is going to prepare it. It's a gift, an amazing banquet that's for you and for me. You see, with vivid colors, Isaiah describes what this food is going to look like, what this wine is going to be like. It's uncorked wine, the best kind of wine. And this food will be so great and so numerous that the weight of the table will groan. This meal is going to be so much better than any that King Solomon had. See, we get to dine with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, this faithful good shepherd, Jesus. David understood this well when he said, "You prepare before me a table in the presence of my enemies." He's not only preparing this table for me, for you. He's preparing it before our enemies. See, the enemies of David, they were Saul or the Philistines, and yet God took care of David. He fed him and he nourished him. And there were others who needed this invitation to come to the table. Peter, specifically, is someone who needed to hear this personally. Peter, who went out and denied Jesus 3 times, saying even, "I do not know the man," and calling a curse upon himself. Well, then he went out. He wept. And not just this sobbing or a couple of tears, but a full-on wailing. He denied his Lord and Savior. These sins, they weighed heavy on him, even though Jesus had warned him and said, "You will deny me 3 times. His conscience, his heart, they were crushed and troubled. So he went out to go drown his sorrow in the one thing he did know: fishing. But you see, Jesus didn't leave his disciple in the situation. He didn't let the sorrow and the heartache crush and destroy him. But you see, this Jesus, this loving shepherd, comes to his disciple who denied him. He comes and he invites him to eat at his table, a simple table prepared on a beach. But this table was prepared before Peter's enemy, Satan. There on the shore of Galilee, the shepherd fed Peter, knowing full well that Satan could see everything. See, Christ, he didn't cast Peter out and discard him and throw him away for his denial, but Peter was invited to come be forgiven and be welcomed back into the fold. See, Jesus, that's just like him. He is the faithful shepherd who cares for his sheep. And he does so much to help us, despite the fact that we should be enemies, despite the fact that, like Peter, oftentimes we betray our Savior. But Jesus knows who the enemy is. He refuses to let Satan destroy you and me, just as he refused to let Satan have Peter. See, Jesus reminded Peter by saying, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." The comfort in these words, it's not only for Peter, but it's for you and for me. Because how often have we, like Peter, like David, like so many others, betrayed our Lord? How often have you and I denied him in our actions, saying to ourselves, "Never will I do this great sin, Lord," and yet going out and sinning, doing exactly what we promised not to do? How often do we forsake our Lord, not just by what we have done, but what we haven't done? How often have we neglected the word of Jesus and followed our own selfish hearts? How often have we lived like enemies to the Lord? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if that's you today, if your conscience is troubled, if your heart is feeling frail, if you are burdened by the sins of what you have done and what you haven't done, hear these words. The victor of heaven and earth, the one who defeated death and hell, the one who is the champion of our salvation, he invites you to come and eat at his table in the presence of your enemies. Listen closely to the words Jesus says and means for you. Come to his table. He's preparing it before your enemies that they might know that you belong to Christ, that he is never going to let you go. He holds no grudge against you, but instead loves you to the very ends of the earth. He will prepare this meal on the mountain of the Lord at a high price. See, look at the Lord who hung dead on a cross. And Psalm 22, verse 7 says, "All who see me mock me." See, especially as we go through this Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. But remember, he had to be crucified. His dead body is my life. His blood is my blood. And he gives up holiness for this wretchedness. What a meal. It's the most expensive meal you and I could ever eat. The most expensive meal you and I could ever partake in. This one that is prepared is not in a ritzy hotel or a ritzy restaurant. It's not an anniversary meal. It's not a vacation meal. It is a messy, bloody, and filthy cross. The cross of Christ. Our Lord, he died the bloodiest, meanest, and cruelest death. Couldn't be any more vulgar. The image of the cross, it's horrifying. It's disgusting. And for what? All so that this same Lord could prepare a table for you, for me, in the presence of our enemies. See, Jesus, this champion of our salvation, this earner of our freedom, he invites, not only welcomes millions of people, but all who believe on his name to come to him. From his pierced hands, he serves us wine and food. He invites us in the flesh to love and to come and dine with him, rejoicing in this freedom he offers from sin's curse and death's hold. So today, hear David's love. Hear David's love for his shepherd. The love of God that spread for you and for me. As this shepherd prepares a magnificent table for him, for you. This good shepherd invites us today to be fed richly through his word. To come to the table before Satan and before his enemies. To come and partake as the children of God who hear the voice of their shepherd. His body, his blood, were given for you, for me. table is ready. This table of love, it's ready for you. It's ready for me. It's ready for the sinners to come and eat at the table that's been prepared before our enemies. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
So be it. Amen.
Amen.
As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen. Amen.